The seven-day week, what's its origin?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-proclaiming ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, is the basis of the seven-day week from the Bible, or could it have its origin in astronomy somehow?
Well, actually, the seven-day week has no basis whatsoever outside the Bible. Now, think about this. The 24-hour day is measured by the time it takes for the Earth to rotate on its axis. The measurement of the month, well, it's obtained from the relationship between the Earth and the phases of the moon. The year, it's measured by the time it takes for the Earth to revolve around the sun. So a day, month, and year are all measured on the basis of astronomical observations. But the seven-day week? It has no basis in astronomy. Its only basis is in the Bible. The fact that God created everything in six literal days and rested for one day is the basis of our week. In Exodus 20 verse 11, we're told that the basis of the fourth commandment, 6 days of work and one day rest, is founded on the fact that God created in 6 days and rested for one. This is just another biblical reason as to why the creation days had to be ordinary days, not millions of years.
In his free booklet on the days of creation, Ken Ham explores what the Bible really has to say about the length of the creation days. Are they 24-hour solar days or millions of years in length? The booklets are a free service of AnswersRadio.com.